This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the US, and the world.
The World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan says the agency was not able to cope with the scale of West Africa's Ebola crisis under the agency's current system of operations. During a meeting recently in Washington, D.C., she said that the WHO was slow and insufficient in dealing with the crisis and alerting the world to the scope of the epidemic. Chan also said that the WHO was ineffective in determining the roles of its global partners. The agency's executive board has proposed reforms that call for a 1,000-strong emergency reserve force, a contingency fund, a strong command structure, and improved international health rules. New infections have declined significantly, but some areas of Guinea continue to produce new infections with no known source of contact with the virus. The presidents of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone were in Washington last week. They talked about the 16-month-old Ebola outbreak that has infected more than 25,000 people and claimed well over 10,000 lives in their countries. Presidents Alpha Conde, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and Ernest Bai Koroma attended the spring meetings of the World Bank and IMF, joining them in a roundtable discussion where World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde. The World Bank President opened the session.
As we all know, the Ebola crisis has dealt a crippling blow to the millions of people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And the epidemic is not over. So the world must not let up on efforts to get to zero Ebola cases in all three countries. For as long as one case of this deadly virus remains, the countries, region, and the world will remain at risk. So even as we focus intently on getting to zero, we must also work together to jumpstart investments in recovery. We must strengthen the health systems and non-Ebola health services, get education back on track, put people back to work, farmers back in their fields, build or rebuild critical and life-saving infrastructure, and bolster communities and community health workers to serve as the front line for disease prevention and response.
Dr. Kim said to meet those goals, the World Bank has made a new financial commitment.
So today I'm pleased to announce that the World Bank Group will make available a minimum of $650 million for Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone over the next 12 to 18 months to advance recovery and advance longer-term development needs. These funds will come from the International Development Association, or IDA, our fund for the poorest countries. This is in addition to the U.S. $1 billion that the World Bank Group has already committed for Ebola emergency response and early recovery, bringing the total to roughly $1.65 billion.
The additional World Bank funds will go towards health systems, agriculture, education, cash transfers, and other social protection programs. The funds will also support creation of a regional health surveillance system. Also at the World Bank session, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised the African leaders, citizens, health workers, and donors for the progress made against Ebola. Mr. Ban has scheduled a high-level fundraising conference at the UN in New York in July.
When we reach zero cases, we must maintain our response capacity for at least a year to avoid having to face such an emergency again. As we look ahead, I call on the international community to support the recovery and peacebuilding of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. These efforts must also recognize the fragility of these countries' transition from past conflict and instability to sustainable peace and development.
The IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, warned that when the Ebola epidemic finally ends, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone will face an economic shock. The IMF has provided nearly $400 million in support, but Lagarde said more needs to be done.
The economy of these three countries have suffered a massive shock as well. So there is the sanitary reconstruction of the countries, but there is also the confidence building that needs to take place now so that the mining operators, the entrepreneurs, the foreign direct investors actually look at those three countries, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea, as places where it is worth investing, places where it is good to do business, places where it is safe to come back. And that's an enormous task. So we will be ready to continue to support, to provide advice, assistance, to provide additional support if it is needed.
African Development Bank President Donald Kaberuka said it's important to learn what went right and what went wrong during the Ebola outbreak.
We are today running after a problem which was easily manageable. And the proof I have that it was manageable is was that when Ebola went to Senegal, to Mali, and to Nigeria, it was managed with very limited resources. So there are lessons for all of us to learn internationally. And I think as we speak here about supporting these countries, somebody must be thinking about how to fix the international system of disaster response. Because we don't know what will be the next epidemic. So that is the first thing I wanted to say. Number two, it really does not matter what you do. The most important thing is what these governments will do and how we help them to ensure that they can perform functions which normal states do vis-à-vis primary health care.
Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf spoke on behalf of the leaders of Guinea and Sierra Leone about the problems the Ebola-hit countries now face.
Each of our countries faced significant economic challenges in 2014 and continue to do so as a result of sharp decline in global prices of our key exports. With the onslaught of the Ebola virus disease, the challenge quickly became a national and subnational crisis of unprecedented proportions. Our health systems collapsed, contractors, consultants, and investors left our countries, farms and markets ceased, trade and travel contracted, fiscal balances weakened, revenue declined, and expenditure increased largely on health operations. Moreover, our economies contracted and projected growth decline from 4.5% to 1.3% in Guinea, 11.3% to 6% in Sierra Leone, and 5.9% to 1% in Liberia.
Mr. Sirleaf called for a Marshall Plan to rebuild their countries, referring to the massive effort to rebuild Europe after World War II.
There's no doubt that the resources required are significant. We believe, however, that this can be achieved through existing bilateral and multilateral commitments, supplemented by the allocation of additional resources. Within the context of a Marshall Plan, the indicative cost of bringing the sub-region into full recovery is $8 billion, of which $4 billion will be largely focused on building a sub-regional recovery program within a two-year period. We ask also that you support the call of the Economic Commission for Africa and the African Union for relief from the external debt burden of the three countries.
Guinea President Alpha Conde and Sierra Leone leader Ernest Bai Koroma thanked donors for their past support, but also called for the immediate implementation of a Marshall Plan to rebuild their countries.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day. Or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.